Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. While repelled by the hate mongering that has accompanied Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's positions, European leaders have begun to echo him on many points. This is what the New York Times wrote about in an article. The paper says Mr. Orbán had a clearer view of the scale of the migration crisis and its potential hazards than technocrats in Brussels and leaders in Berlin and other European capitals.
Hungary's migrant stance, one denounced, gains some acceptance, says an article in the New York Times. The daily newspaper cites György Konrád, among others. As the paper says, he, like most members of the Hungarian liberal intellectual elite, loathes his country's stridently liberal prime minister. The novelist said, as cited, it hurts to admit it, but on this point Orbán was right. Because in the absence of a joint European effort to control the flow, Hungary was wise to seal its borders and sound the alarm over the perils of allowing hundreds of thousands of migrants, mostly Muslims, to enter Europe willy-nilly. Gerd Konrad added Mr. Orbán was right and Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany was wrong about how to respond to the chaotic flood of migrants seeking refuge from war and poverty. The New York Times says a growing number of people in Hungary and beyond are wondering whether, despite his shrill and often bigoted message, Mr. Orbán has a clearer view on the scale of migration's crisis and its potential hazards than technocrats in Brussels and leaders in Berlin and other European capitals. Orbán wasn't completely wrong, as Reinhold Mitterlehner, Austria's conservative vice chancellor, remarked recently. Later on, the article also disserts about the fact that Mr. Orbán's precipitations have slowly been embraced by other European Union leaders who vowed on Thursday at their final summit of meeting 2015 to regain control of the continent's frontiers. The paper cited Viktor Orbán as well. Speaking in Brussels at the end of the summit meeting on Friday, he added, "Actually, it was Hungary's point of view since the beginning that we should start here." The New York Times article also says that in a recent interview with European newspapers, Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, described Ms. Merkel's welcoming approach to migrants as dangerous and endorsed the view long promoted by Mr. Orbán that most of the asylum seekers entering Europe were not Syrians fleeing war, but economic migrants seeking jobs. According to the newspaper, the fact that terrorists appear to have entered Europe concealed among asylum seekers still vindicated repeated warnings by Mr. Orbán that the uncontrolled flow of so many people posed serious security risks, said the New York Times.
A Slovakian police unit dispatched to help Hungarian forces in patrolling the Hungarian-Serbian border in an effort to stem the massive influx of migrants has concluded its mission and will return home. This is what the commander of Hungary's riot police said in a ceremony in Szeged, southern Hungary. Janusz Balog thanked the work of the 50 border guards who contributed as an ally immediately on Hungary's call. They worked together with Hungarian units in protecting the border with Serbia that 1,000 migrants sought to cross illegally per day on average, with their numbers reaching 10,000 at times. Everyone was able to make one step forward in 2015 in Hungary, said the Minister of Human Resources in Kossuth Radio. Zoltán Balogh said that the economic performance allowed the government to introduce a never-before-seen family support system. The minister recalled that the state will grant 10 million forints of non-repayable aid for the purchase of new homes for young couples who agree to have 3 children within 10 years.
I would say that everyone was able to make one step forward in 2015 in Hungary, whatever area we talk about. I'm not only talking about wage increases, but also other measures as well. For example, the expansion of children's meals, reinforcement of the pre-kindergarten system, or the newest achievement, which is kindergarten will be compulsory at the age of 3 from the beginning of September. These children will get food for 3 times a day. This is very important in the world of poverty.
Children living in war zones in Ukraine visited the Hungarian parliament on Monday. Many of them lost their fathers in wars. The young visitors will spend a couple of days in Budapest, then they will travel to Lake Valence.
Young visitors are photographing the building of the Hungarian parliament. They all came from the war-torn areas of Ukraine. Most of them are in Hungary for the first time. I really like the parliament. We can really feel Hungary's history here and that great people have been here in this building, said the boy. One of the volunteers accompanying the children said that they were really tired after the long travel, but they were happy to be in Hungary.
I think that I'm inspired because of the work that we have done. We just traveled for 10 hours and by the bus. We passed the border and now we are in Hungary. And there are 38 children who are happy to be here. And now I and my volunteers, who are also here students, they are ready to do and trying all their best to make their holidays really excellent and special.
These children are directly affected by the war. There were injured and dead in each of their families. Niklaus Scholte, State Secretary of Church and Nationality and Civil Society Relations, said events like this tightened the bonds between Hungary and Ukraine. We would like to send a message to a nearly four times bigger country that a small country like Hungary can help them, and also how important to have peace among nations and how serious that somewhere else there is no peace but war, he added. The children will spend a couple of days in Budapest, make some sightseeing and travel to Lake Valence afterwards.
Slovakia's largest cultural organization, Čemodok, received the Duna Prize in 2015. Since 2012, the prize is awarded to organizations and people who contribute to Hungarian culture and preserving of Hungarian nation and their identities with their works. The Slovakian cultural organization has been served the Hungarian nation in the past 6 years, said Zsolt Semjén, Deputy Prime Minister. Employees of the public media handed over more than 100 presents to children living in the Hüvösvölgyi Children's Home. The gifts were coming from the charity drive, It's Good to Be Good, so more than 70 needy children will have a happier Christmas this year. The packages contained baby food, books and toys. The Good to Be Good charity campaign was a great success. More than 225 million forints were collected to support the work of the International Children's Safety Service. And accommodations are almost fully booked throughout Hungary for the holidays. Every year, more and more families decide to spend Christmas in a hotel. The so-called Széchenyi Relax card also plays a major role in this decision. This year, 10 to 15% more guests are expected in some hotels compared to the same period of last year.
Lucky guests arrived early on Monday morning to this wellness hotel in Zalakaros. Many families decided to spend Christmas somewhere else than at home. The staff also prepared for the arrival of the guests. They cleaned all the rooms, so by the time they arrive, they can immediately occupy their rooms. This is a hotel in the city of Gyula. Guests were continuously arriving. For some of them, this was the first time spending Christmas far away from their homes. We've been coming here for 25 years now, but we've never been here at Christmas time. So we thought, why not? We wanted to experience what Christmas feels like here, says the guest. Meanwhile, preparations are going on in the hotel's kitchen as well. The holiday menu is almost done. Fish jelly will be the starter, there will be fried nutty snacks, various meats, skewers, typical soups for the holiday season, like chestnut cream soup, pumpkin soup will be on the menu, said the chef. All the rooms are fully booked in this hotel in Siófok. Many of the guests reserved their accommodation months ago. Guests are mainly Hungarian. Apart from the special Christmas menu, the hotel will also organize special programs for the guests.
Saludator destinat.
An expert told Public News Channel that tourism in Hungary continuously grows. A 10 to 15% expansion is expected compared to the previous year's Christmas holiday period.
And that's all for now. Hungary Reports will begin around 11:15 p.m. Central European time, so we'll begin earlier than usual here on M1 from Tuesday on. Please don't forget to join us then or follow Hungary Reports online. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.